You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. The Wichita area band For the Birds releases its latest EP this Saturday called The Message. Band members Stephen Shields and Tony Lee recently spoke with KMUW's Jed Bodwin about the group's collaborative nature and its tendency to fuse genres. Lee is a founding member of the band. Jed began by asking him about the group's longevity.
For the Birds has been a band for 12 years now, and I'm curious how you've managed to stay together that long, because a lot of bands really, you know, maybe have a shelf life of 5 years or something like that, but here we're looking at more than a decade.
We always did what felt good to us and focused on making music that felt good to us, doing things that felt good to us.
And variety.
Like, a variety of music. It's everything from some Rage Against the Machine, heavy stuff, R&B, even church-style music. So there's a lot of range and experimentation. Even when fans or family would be like, hey, you guys should do this, or it's really good when you did that. We've always been really good at tuning that out and just kind of being true to ourselves. And I think that's kept it fresh and exciting. We always are seeking new opportunities as well, playing new shows, and we're all really good friends. We listen to each other, make sure that we all feel heard. So I think those are the little nuances that really, outside of having success as a band or playing big shows, just making sure that we enjoy each other and that we enjoy what we're doing, and make sure that you get together at least once a week. That's really been the ticket.
There's a lot of musical diversity within the band. It's not just about one sound, yet it is cohesive. How do you account for those different styles coming into the mix?
All of us are writers, and so Icy has a different flavor, Tony has a different flavor, and I think I bring something to the table. And now having Thing, he's an MC, you know, he's had his whole hip-hop career. So I think each one of us brings something. We round each other's edges. Something that I bring to the table, whatever it was going to be when I was writing it, completely changes when I bring it to For the Birds.
We try really hard not to say no to each other. Like, I like playing really pretty church-style music. The guys roll with me. And we really just try not to say no to each other. It's become a real easy practice for us to sacrifice whatever ideas we might have in our head when I realize, hey, if we play this bass line, it's going to make him happy. And I'm going to be happy that he's happy. And then all of a sudden, I start liking that style of music. And that's just kind of this trade that happens within the band, where we all just really like to say yes to each other so that everybody can have what they want.
Tell me about the title of this new record, The Message.
One of the lines is that Thane is saying is, we hope you get the message. And as a band being here for 12 years, we have often felt a little overlooked, maybe a little underappreciated by the scene. We try to be that group that is opening every door that we open. We try to keep it open for anybody else. So I think that was kind of the spirit. It's pretty angsty for the most part. Yeah, I think we all kind of, whether it is real or not, have a chip on our shoulder. You know, we feel like we have something to prove. Maybe that's just something that drives us forward a little bit. You know, I know the guys that I work with. We work as hard as any group that I have seen. We've been hitting at least one practice a week that entire time. Like, practice day is sacred to us. And on top of that, the promotion, the writing, learning to engineer, you know, we're dedicating so much time, the wives, the family, sacrificing as well. So we just really feel like, you know, we deserve a chance. And I think that was kind of the message.
I thought it just sounded cool.